Thank you, Chair. Ireland aligns with the statement of the European Union, and I would add the following remarks in our national capacity. The NPT is built upon three mutually reinforcing and equally important pillars. And a lack of progress on all pillars, including on disarmament, has a detrimental effect on non-proliferation. The qualitative and quantitative build-up of nuclear arsenals, including through modernization and development, runs counter to the object and spirit of the NPT and threatens international peace and security. Ireland underscores the unique and indispensable role of the IAEA. The comprehensive safeguards agreements and the additional protocol constitute the current verification standard under the NPT. Ireland calls for universal adherence to the additional protocol. We also take this opportunity to urge states developing their civilian nuclear programs to amend or rescind their small quantities protocol and sign and ratify the additional protocol as a matter of priority. This PREPCOM represents a timely opportunity to recall the importance and criticality of universal adherence to IAEA safeguards. Ireland underlines the crucial contribution of export control regimes to the NPT. Export control regimes and associated key instruments, such as the UN Security Council Resolution 1540 and the Hague Code of Conduct, are central to countering the proliferation of WMD and are pivotal to the preservation of international peace and security. These regimes also serve to facilitate legitimate trade. Any claims that export controls place undue restrictions on trade are baseless and damaging. Chair, the Russian Federation's illegal war of aggression against Ukraine continues to have a dangerous impact on nuclear safety and security. Russia's seizure of Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant significantly raises the risk of a nuclear accident or incident, endangering the population of Ukraine, neighbouring states, and the entire international community. Ireland is deeply concerned that the IAEA's seven indispensable pillars for ensuring nuclear safety and security in an armed conflict have been repeatedly compromised, either fully or partially. Russia must return ZNPP to the full control of Ukraine and withdraw from the entire territory of Ukraine immediately. Chair, the unlawful nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the DPRK, in violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, threaten the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula and the wider region. We call on the DPRK to take steps towards the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to end its WMD and ballistic missile programs. We urge the DPRK to return to compliance with the NPT and its IAEA Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement and to sign and ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. Ireland is concerned by Iran's nuclear activities and remains committed to a diplomatic solution. It calls on all states to implement Resolution 2231 of 2015, and Ireland urges Iran to fulfill its legal obligations, to resolve all outstanding safeguards issues with the IAEA, and to cooperate fully with the agency. Ireland supports the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, which is an integral part of the agreed 1995 package for the indefinite extension of the NPT. We are encouraged by the outcomes of the UN-mandated conferences to date, which expressed their intent and commitment to pursue the establishment of the zone on the basis of consensus agreement of all states of the region. Chair, the fulfilment of the non-proliferation pillar of the NPT is critical for upholding international peace and security. Ireland refutes claims that work on this pillar is contingent upon addressing the present complex security environment. This treaty is a testament to what can be achieved, even in the most challenging of times, for the benefit of all. And we call on all states to fulfil this promise. Thank you.